Let's check in with Chapin Rose, see what's going on this morning. Chapin, how are you, sir?
I'm not sure what I'm in for after that.
Well, I just wanted you to know, Jean-Charles the dog is no longer with us. I'm sorry.
Well, that's very sad.
It is.
Hey, Dave, I got to tell you, I was laughing pretty hard on your ag report this morning with, I think it was Sonny Perdue. Talking about when you know when you don't have food, you got one problem. When you have food, you got multiple problems.
Yeah,
and that's doesn't that just say it all?
That seems to be the case here lately. They're asking him for an exact plan for what he's going to do for farmers from the government, and they keep putting him off, which clues me in that maybe there is no plan. So we'll see what happens with that. Yeah,
I do. I just thought that was a great way to kind of characterize exactly where we are.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad. Senator, what do you guys want to talk about today?
I want to start with, and we talk about this almost every time, but I know you had some further movement since we spoke last about that. You had the Muhammad Aquifer Task Force met.
Yeah. So going on with that, and I don't know what to. Well, I do know. I've communicated a couple times with people's gas. They're supposedly going to come out here and do another meeting to improve their communication with locals. But you know, just last month, even after all of the, even after everything that happened with the leak that they had in Northwest Champaign County. They were out repairing a pipe, I guess, out on the county line of Champaign-Piatt, almost up by DeWitt County, and they had a failure there that it was back when it rained for like 10 days straight, and you could see the gas bubbling up through the ground, through the water, the pooling water, and you know there's houses literally within a quarter mile that just weren't told that this was even happening. It had been taped off and everything else. And, you know, they just need, I mean, you know, if a water main breaks, the water company puts a Facebook up, a tweet, text, and, you know, and a notice at your door that says, hey, boil order in effect. That, you know, just simple things like that. And they're not executing on any of those levels. So we've been kind of been dealing with that mess. But look, the good news is we passed, in the spring session, I have every anticipation will be signed into law by the governor. Pretty significant tightening down of regulation on people's gas. Two main parts to it. First is it definitely tightens the notice requirements and what they have to tell people, when they have to tell them. You know, they literally have to put a big sign on your door that says, hey, something has happened, call us immediately. They can't just leave a business card with no other information. But hey, we don't want to have this keep going on. So the more important part of the bill that passed was it requires the Department of Natural Resources to come up with annual inspections of the facility that will be paid for by people's gas, not by the taxpayers, and get in there and figure out what the heck's going on. You know, clearly there's been negligence. Clearly things weren't maintained properly. And we just need a state Department of Natural Resources that governs, has jurisdictional authority over below ground gas lines and storage facilities to actually get in there and exercise some due diligence. And so that was the second piece of it. There's a third resolution that passed where we've asked the Department of Natural Resources to conduct a best practices study. That is all sort of happening with respect to people's gas. On the other side of it, the Muhammad Aquifer Task Force is working very diligently. We had a hearing in Muhammad this month, in June last month. And it's just kind of clicking along. It's got some pretty big tasks at hand, and it's much bigger than people's gas. It's the whole aquifer, which goes literally the entire width of the state of Illinois. And so it's got a lot of different things it's working on and looking at. And the idea is it'll produce its report by the end of December. I would also give a compliment to our local officials, if I could. When they were in D.C. 2 weeks ago, they have put on their list of asks, if you will, for our congressional leadership, some support for the University of Illinois Prairie Research Institute to do a flyover of the entire aquifer with laser. I love the old laser beams, right? There you go.
Yeah.
With laser beams that will actually study, penetrate the surface and study it, and actually put together a hyper accurate below ground map of the aquifer. And that really is a pretty critical piece of this. It would help us direct policy a lot better if we had that. The only thing is, you can imagine, when you're flying helicopters with laser beams, it's not exactly cheap.
Yeah.
And so we've asked our federal delegation, and again, compliments to our local leaders and the mayors, the county, and our economic development folks that went out to D.C. To put this on their wish list, so to speak, because having that survey would be pretty important as far as being able to protect our recharge areas and make sure we're doing the best we can to keep this wonderful water supply for the future.
All right. State Senator Chapin Rose, hey, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Okay, take
care.
Senator.